There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad cop, I'm a doing types. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier, number one news source for Marvel Gaming. This is MAA Deuce. We cover MAA 2. Last week was our third technical episode, so Chris Wisdom calls it Third Time's a Charm. I wonder if he's going to go with numbers every time. We're going to do a lot of these episodes, Chris, so you might.
This one will be the Fantastic Four.
Oh, I guess so. Well, they're not in the game, though, so right. I don't know about that. I am Epic Boss McFall, if you don't know, and this is Golden Age Tibbet, and we may or may not have headlines. We've got a little something to talk about, and we've got some news and feedback and awesome stuff. So, Tibbet, take it away.
Here's what we're going to be talking about on today's show. Civil War Spec Ops dropped. We'll talk about our thoughts on that one, as well as PvP and going after Agent 13. Also, what is this about launch codes sharing? We'll talk about that. And we're going to answer your emails and voicemails. All this and more coming up. But we can't really do it. There's no real current sales going on, right? I guess they have that thing sometimes up in the corner, but I don't think that's up there now.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a few days. They did some time. Yeah.
Right, time sensitive stuff. Yeah. And those currently are not in. So there's no current sales and specials going on for getting those leveling packs. But, you know, keep your money handy. Don't worry. There'll be ways to spend it.
Which we're going to kind of talk about in the not so great headline today.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah. That's one of our topics here. Before we get to that, though, we're going to tell you about our sponsor for the game, or for this game, for this show, which is a game, and it supports your games. That is Loot Crate. Yeah, great stuff coming up this month with Loot Crate in the search for power, the quest for power, as you collect some items both from Warcraft, Dragon Ball Z, and something very near and dear to your heart if you're listening to this show, which is Marvel. All of this coming soon with Loot Crate, as well as Firefly and Alien boxes, specialty boxes. But what would make a deal even better is getting a discount on Loot Crate. And here's how you do it. Charles, how do they do it?
Well, first, in order to get the box, you have to go to the website. We're going to give you the URL here in a second. You have to go there by the 19th of any month by 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, to subscribe to receive that month's box, or it's gone. The website that you need to go to is lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up. That's lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up. Enter code GIANT-SIZE-TEAM-UP, all one word. I'll do it again. Giant size, no D. Giant size, team up, all one word, to get $3 off of any new subscription. And I want to tell you, the more you order, the cheaper the boxes get. I signed up for a year, and it came out to be way less than buying it box to box, even with the discount code.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So and it doesn't benefit us any more or any less, no matter how you sign up. Just saying, it'll save you a little bit of money. If you're really interested, go ahead and knock out that year and go for it. So lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up. We love that they have partnered with us and are helping us out with our show.
Cool. All right, let's get into our headlines. Of course, the big thing that happened since the last episode of From the Helicarrier, the Deuce, is that Civil War Spec Ops dropped. And it's an interesting one, kind of like what we're seeing over on the MA1 side. It is a dual path spec ops. You've got basically you're taking the side of Iron Man, you're taking the side of Captain America in the Registration Act, the Sokolovian Accord. And one path gets you Falcon, the other path gets you Winter Soldier. And kind of the first thing that we want to talk about is the dual path process. Now, once you go through and you complete one side or the other, you get your Falcon or your Winter Soldier, you also get a Civil War comic book. This was what I mistakenly thought is that once you complete it and you have that comic book, boom, you can go right through the other side. That worked for me only because there was a key that was given to everybody to go back and play the first spec ops, the Ant-Man spec ops. And because I was in the game early enough via my Australian, you know, life, my Australian lifestyle, I never used that key. So I apparently just must have applied it directly to this other path on this spec ops.
Probably,
But if you don't have that key, apparently it's a $10 charge to go through that second path, which had a lot of people up in arms. Understandably so. $10, you know, basically a forced $10 charge to go through and get a character is something new in this game, when you can get the characters by earning gold or earning the superior power cells. And then if you have gold, spending them on the superior power cells and getting the roulette to get a character. It's a new thing to actually say the only way you're going to get this character. Well, presumably. I mean, I guess you probably get them. They'd probably go into the rotation, the random rotation, to be put in boxes as well, or the superior power cells. But
I'm looking at the chat room. MAA Clairvoyant pops up. Bugged currently. You're supposed to get a key upon completion of the first path, which is kind of what I thought the message said when they launched. You know, you have the messaging there. But I'm asking if it's been confirmed that it's actually bugged. But at the same time, when they released the codes on the Android side, at first it said that the special the special Guardians canister you get, mm-hmm, normally $99/free. It's like, well, no, they're never going to charge $99 for an in-game, right, one in-game, right, item that nobody would. Now, Kirstable says, that's not what I've heard. You can only get the second path right now by paying the $10. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. When you say it's new to this game, it's new to the MAA world, but technically everything's kind of new in this game.
Sure.
So is it horrible? I would have to venture to say it's not end of the world horrible. Is it reasonable? I don't know yet. What would have been better is to know ahead of time, be careful picking your path, because in order to get the other character, you're going to have to invest in some money in the game or some other way to do it.
Right. If I'm going to put money into the game, I don't want it to just access content. I want it to be for resources. And I think that's the way it should be done. I feel like if I'm doing the gold sales, or if I'm doing the buy the box like we had last week in this game, it's for a box of resources. It's for a chest of content or a chest of goodies that I can use in game. I don't feel like buying content is the right move for this game.
Well, I'm going to maybe say buying characters. Wouldn't one of the major complaints about this game was roulette? Now, I'm playing Devil's Advocate. I want everybody to know Devil's Advocate, because I don't have enough information. I don't have a belief on this yet. But the big, the roulette, man, the roulette. We never know who we're going to get, which I've learned to love. I love that about this game. I also love about MA1 that I can go and get the exact character I need. Yeah. I love them both. But this way, in this game of roulette, you get handed something that lets you get content, lets you get add-on pack, if you want to call it that, and a definitive character.
Right. You're basically saying, I want Winter Soldier or I want Falcon.
Right.
Yes, but it's content. You're right. It is, you're getting the character, but you're paying for the opportunity to complete the content, which awards the character for free. If we're looking at the other path being free, you complete that path and you get the character for free. You're basically paying to access the other piece of content, which completion of which will get you that character for free. You can't pay $10 and automatically get, you know, Falcon or Winter Soldier, whichever one you don't have. And when we talk about the difficulty of this game, it's not like it's being handed to you by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So it's, I see your point. It really is just a matter of how you look at it. the what was I going to say about that? I don't know if I think it's the right move for them, and what's going to happen. I guess in future Spec Ops, if it's a single path, we'll probably get the whole thing for free. But if it's not, Jesus, this is driving me nuts.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn off my microphone, turn it back on, see if anything happens there. If it's not a regular, you know, if we're not going to always have dual path Spec Ops, then it's really kind of a non-issue. It's just the fact that it's a special one. And okay, for $10, we get the additional content. That I don't mind. I guess when Spec Ops 3 comes out, then we'll be able to say, okay, this is getting a little nickel and dimey. Let us buy content. If we don't want to keep going through the scouting missions to get the solitaires and get the materials we need to level our characters, then buying that stuff is logical. It's like, all right, I want those resources. I don't want to have to go and farm them from the scouting missions. But in theory, and again, this may be, I may be making an assumption that these characters aren't part of the regular roulettes. They're making us buy something that we can't get otherwise. They're making us spend money on something that we wouldn't be able to earn another way.
You know, I don't necessarily disagree, but I'm not sure I agree. I don't know where I fall on
sure.
I know that last week we talked about incentivizing the game and how do you incentivize us to spend money because all the resources can be had. Although, and we got a report from Klotz, who, by the way, Klotz isn't here this week because he had an appointment he had to make,
right.
But he
right.
is planning on being on this segment, or this show rather, regularly. He bought some of those chests in the game. And while the sales pitch is you will, quote unquote, get four characters and you have enough stuff to get them up to level 30, the reality was he ended up getting like three characters out of eight possibilities or something like that. And yes, he got all the other resources. So again, we're going to have to watch the communication play them, MAA2. It comes down to communication. I absolutely had the impression when we picked our path, we'd have the option to go right back through the other one. That was the impression. I don't know where I got it. I need to check the announcement here in a minute because, you know, they will put out the announcements you can read on the game itself.
Right.
That I had that impression. The chat room is saying you do get a key, but it's only for that same path that you
to be
picked,
able to go through that
to
that,
permanently unlock path. It
right
I've used my key before. I did not complete Ant-Man when I lived in Australia, so when I got the key, the first thing I did logically was open up Ant-Man's path so I can go and do that Spec Ops. And then they launched this Spec Ops, so Ant-Man is still sitting at like 50% done. I haven't completed it, and I don't have him yet, but I will. And this is a fun Spec Ops, and I picked Bucky. One, because in MAA, Falcon kind of sucks. It just does. I love the character.
Right.
I love the character in the comics. I love him in the movies. Anthony Mackie.
He reduces.
Yeah,
Anthony Mackie is fantastic. Hey, dude, he reduces your health. There's something to that.
He reduces your damage.
Yeah, yes.
And he's getting better, but he just didn't strike me as fun. And also, I'm playing for the story, and in Civil War One, I'm all Team Cap because in the comics, the way he did it, you can't control people, and I would absolutely rebel against that kind of control. So I chose his path for his storyline and for Bucky because we just got Bucky in the game, and he's so much fun. I want to see what they do with him here.
Sure,
but to find out that I can't go get Falcon, and after fighting against Falcon or seeing his movesets, I'm like, wow, he's a really good character in this game. Mm-hmm. Having that
especially
foreknowledge.
Having separate commands for Red Wing, which is really
cool. So they're doing so much great stuff with Red Wing. We can't talk about it, but they're doing so much great stuff with Red Wing in the movies. And apparently in the game, too. That I wish I had the foreknowledge going, okay, you have to pick the path safely. $10 is a little expensive. I don't know. I think it'd be a different conversation for us if it were $4.99. You know, $4.99 to buy essentially an add-on pack. And you need to know this ahead of time. You don't need it surprised on you when you finish and all of a sudden, hey, by the way, spend some money. It's like, no. Just be cool. Just say, okay, pick one path. You get a path for free. Then there's a I keep referring to add-on packs because that's what I see all the time.
Good
on
for
Xbox.
DLC. Sure,
DLC, right. Yeah. It's just an added character. It's added content. It's added resources. You get the red, the superior canisters. You get the red canisters, and you get stuff. Okay? So it's like, yeah, it's a little DLC. $1.99, $2.99, max $5. And I have a hard time spending $5.99 on DLC, $4.99 rather, period. I sure as hell ain't going to pay $10.99 for what I consider to be essentially a DLC.
Right. Now, Crit Stable in the chat room does point out that it's not just $10 for the hero and the path, but it's also gold and a couple superior power cells.
The task rewards. Yeah.
That is, and it's a decent amount of gold and it really is. 25 gold and it's 2 power cells, which again, if you don't have a lot of characters, you could potentially get 3 characters or 4 characters if you use the 25 gold. You could potentially get 4 characters out of that. So $10 is no big deal, but if they're going to do, you know, I'll spend money on this game if it's for resources, for things that that I don't want to have to farm myself.
Right.
But content is not one of those things that I think they should set the precedence for charging for.
That's my opinion. I can agree with you on that. And I can hear the conversation in the planning room now. Well, they spend $20 minimum. Most everybody, if you're going to buy gold, you're going to buy $20 of gold in MA1, and it goes up to 50 and 100, and people do that all the time, and they use the gold to buy these characters, and they get special weapons. Of course, $10 is nothing, but I think it's just the way it was presented and handled. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just too new. I don't know if 5 months from now we're like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense, and I'd absolutely plop down 10. You know, who knows where we'll be then? But right. Yeah, it's a little stank. You put a little stank on it. That's what you did.
Right. The other aspect of the Spec Ops that I want to talk about is getting tased is the difficulty level. And the two things that come to mind are the battles you do against Epic Captain America's team at the end of one path, and the 9 Iron Man suits that you go up against in the other path, both of which for me required spending a little bit of gold, you know, five gold at a time to refresh my heroes and come back at it again. I didn't keep track of how many times it took on the Iron Man battle, but on the Epic Captain America, which I only went through once, it's at the end, so it's one you don't have to go through except for the one time you need to do it for the path. But that one time I still spent 20 gold trying to get through it. So 4 times I refreshed, or 3 times I four times I refreshed. 2 of which, is that right?
Yeah.
We're in the first battle. So
started
the battle. You're going up against level 4-star level 30 characters with 4-star abilities. That's just the way it is. And they're
They're epic. This game defines epic very clearly.
And because of that, their haste is cranked up to the max, which means they're going to get usually 2 turns for every one of yours. So if you don't get your tank up, and again, this Captain America battle, is that the one? No, it's the Iron Man one where you can't use arguably the best tank in the game, which is Wasp.
I heard they take her away on that path, yeah.
Yeah, so you are waspless, which means you've got to figure out another tank. Captain Marvel's okay, Groot is okay, Hulk can be okay. None of them have the evasion and the sprightly and the tankiness of Wasp. That battle is brutal. And there are people in the forums and on Reddit talking about ways to beat it. It's really just a matter of having a really, really good tank that isn't Wasp.
I imagine it comes down to turn order. I haven't gotten that far yet. I am still working my way through the tasks, and I just started chapter 3 or mission 3, however you refer it, the third part of the path that I picked, because the tasks finally took me there. And that's the other thing you got to remember about this game is it's very task oriented. If you just go and play it, you're not going to make any progress because it's all about the task, which I like because it's focus on one thing at a time. Oh, cool. And it pretty much makes sense in the progression. They pretty much pop up as long as you do them well in a very quick order so that you can just move on through.
Right.
You know, these epics, I just recruited MODOK. That's how long it took me to get through the heroics on, well, with everything else and the other games and stuff. It's not just the difficulty, but beating any epic boss, you mentally find yourself, not physically, but you mentally find yourself breathing heavy. And oh my God, I kicked his ass finally. And now having to spend 20 gold on that battle, That can be discouraging, but at the same time, you win. It maybe they do need to tweak it back. But at the same time, I'm sitting on 100 some odd gold because they keep handing it to me mm-hmm. through these tasks. So right. I don't know. I for risk of nerd rage and gamer rage, I kind of like how hard it is because it makes me feel like I effing did something at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I think that... that a challenge is good, a challenge that that requires you. I mean, you know, a challenge. There's a challenge in the game, and then there's just insanity, and the Iron Man battle is insane. The okay.
Again, I haven't played it, so battle.
Yeah. Did you do the? Have you? Oh, you haven't completed one of the sides yet.
No. I haven't done any of the epics yet.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you'll have to let me know. I think you're going to do the epic Captain America battle.
Team Cap, so I'll probably do epic Iron Man, yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh, it's brutal. Be ready. You've got your gold. But it's almost too difficult. I think the rest of those missions are perfect level of challenge. You should be able to lose to the grunts and the regular bosses if you don't plan well, if you don't get the right mix of turns out. But both of those battles just seem so excessively brutal that it feels like you don't get a decent foothold in there.
I can get that,
so that's my opinion. But I still, you know, felt really good once I did finally beat Epic Captain America. And another great thing is to use that opportunity to level some of those characters that that you can use in this one and level their abilities. Captain Marvel was a character that I hardly ever played before the Spec Ops, and when I couldn't use Wasp on one of the sides due to the mission restrictions, it's like, all right, I need another tank. You know, Groot's okay, Luke Cage is okay. But I've been really wanting to play with Captain Marvel, and she's an interesting tank because she has some health regen abilities. She's got some ionization abilities. She can be a good replacement for Wasp.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know, I wrote a note when you were talking about Hulk. Because I was thinking about it today, actually, and you're saying he can be a tank. Again, man, we've hit yet another game, to me, in my opinion, mm-hmm. that Hulk is immaterial. You know, I recruited him mm-hmm. right out of the gate. He was my free mm-hmm. Avenger because I just love the Hulk. He's drawn so well. He's my kind of guy. And he was strong. He was smashing, just like in MAA1. You first get him, he's smashing. And then he's not. And yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've brought him in as one of my fifth, and he comes in and he does that. He does this huge world breaker smash that you have to build up to, mm-hmm. and it misses or it grazes,
right.
or even right. if it hits, people don't die. They're just like, especially depending on how they're leveled, you know, up. They're, oh, okay, you hit me. Like, it's not what it should be. If I have Hulk should have a delay. He should have to build his strength because he should be the game ender mm-hmm. in any game he's in. And I mean, I faced a PvP team today in MAA2, and they had that great join in. It takes 6 crystals. You can join into the other attack. Mm-hmm. And here comes Hulk. And it goes, free attack, and it indicated it was the crystal free attack. And he comes in and he smashes and he doesn't miss. And my team just went, is that all you got? Okay. Bam. I was like, no, it shouldn't. If he doesn't graze or miss, he should devastate in every hit that he does because that's what he does.
Yes. Yes. And he should be. I mean, basically the thing with Hulk is he's slow. There's no dodge. There's no haste. So he should hit hard, but not often.
Yes.
And that should be the way. That's the way it should be.
What is the Star-Lord one? The Star-Lord 3-star attack says it does so much, 25 or 50% more damage based on this, but it has a 20% chance, higher chance to miss because of wild shots or whatever. That's what everything Hulk does should be, is he will kill you if he gets you, but he has a good chance to miss.
Yeah.
That'd be frustrating, but it would make sense.
No, totally. Totally agree with you.
So it's just frustrating. Yep.
All right. So in addition to spec ops going on, obviously there's PvP going on as well. Working towards getting Agent 13. And how's that going for you? I mean, basically, now that players have been in for a while, the general population has been in this game for a while, you are starting to get a little bit more of a level playing field in PvP, where it doesn't feel like it, ramps up as quickly near the end. How are you liking PvP?
I am digging it. The other day, I got a time to just focus on this game, and so I really tried to spread out, because I do find myself doing the spec ops tasks if I have 5 minutes to jump into the game. So I really tried to make sure I got some of my PvP out before I forget. Sure. And I was level 15. I think I played for hour, maybe hour and a half. I refreshed with gold, refreshed my turns again, which is roughly points. Five battles, give or take. I think I maybe went through 20 battles, went from 15 to 5. Just like that, because you just build that role. And that's what my advice has always been. If you're on that role, stay on it too. So I played until I lost one, and I got midway through from 15 midway to level into level 5, which gets me the character essentially, and I could have just quit. I lost one, and that's when I put it away. So I'm enjoying it, which brings me to a topic. I really focused on the spec ops before I really dove in. I took time to level star level four characters, four of my main 30s that I like. Angela, Iron Fist, Wasp, and Star-Lord. And so I power leveled Star-Lord to level 30, and I took all of them to 3 stars. And in doing so, I had to put Iron Fist as a leader for one of the missions. Klotz and Ibbot both used my setup for Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. And you came out with good advice, which was right now he's a healing guy. I mean, he's gushing health. Everything he does is health. And you're like, well, we can't really use him in the first couple of rounds. And I thought about it. I was like, well, I've learned from you guys. I've used your setups. I went back and played him some more to see if I really wanted to tweak him. And once I got into PvP today, I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's why I have him that way. Because he's in military clothing, the way they put lines in the clothing, it's called rip stop. Right? Okay. It's if something rips, it literally stops. That's the way it's sewn together.
Sure, sure.
He's my rip stop, because instantly I got in and somebody black widowed my team and everybody dropped. But he builds up his chi or whatever it is when people get hit. And you hit that hard, instantly he's able to heal the whole team as long as he survives. So, and I was like, oh, yes, that's why I have him built that way. Heal, okay. Now I'm going to kill you. So I find the same thing if I play him in PvE.
Right.
Or against an easier PvP team. Yeah, I'm just going, meditate, heal somebody that doesn't need healing. Because I'm building. But, man, there's moments when it hits, it heals. So my advice to everybody is, what I did was, in return to that response, was, okay, I'll make sure not to put him on my leadership. I'll put somebody cool like Star-Lord or Wasp or somebody else that has a good setup that anybody can use easily. Because he's going to be my healing tank is the wrong word, but he's going to be my healing tank essentially for PvP. So advice to everybody is you listen to what people tell you, learn from what they have, but understand why you have what you got done.
Why you've chosen it to go that way. Yeah. Totally makes sense. And you want that ability to do a heal that does one person if you need it, or a heal that does the whole team if you need it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then of course the third space I used was, his 3-star ability, which doesn't do a lot of damage. It does decent damage now that I've leveled him, but it does necrosis and touch of death. And that touch of death, man, there's so many times I've put it on somebody and then had to pull him out of the fight and just because it was going south. And all of a sudden, not when I pulled him out, but when it kicked in, all of a sudden, that person that's so hard to defeat just falls over dead. Like, oh, yeah, touch of death. Ha-ha, right. Look at that.
Exactly. It's like, nice, good.
Yeah, it's a time bomb, man.
And Iron Fist wasn't even there to watch it. He's back on the bench eating his Starbucks.
Or something. Yeah, he's like, yep, told you so. Starbucks. Yep.
Nice. So. All right. One more topic, and then we're going to get to emails, which is launch code sharing. Tell me about this, because this one I didn't understand.
So everybody, when they said within 30 days of launch, you get your Guardians of the Galaxy code to get the canister. And many people did. Some people who aren't playing anymore offered to share. You know, some people like Klotz, who plays on Android, Ibbit and I play on iTunes or iOS. So you get both codes, right? You get one for Android and one for iOS. So he's like, hey, why don't we swap? And somebody gave me their code, and I tried it on iOS. And then he tried my code. I gave him my Android code, and he tried it on Android. And here's what was interesting. I love how they did this. Instantly in both services, it says, you've redeemed as many of this type of code that you can. Thanks. And you're done. It's like, oh, that's awesome. Because if you hadn't redeemed a code, I can give you the code. Because you're like, oh, I didn't sign up for the newsletter or whatever. Platinum is still like, sure, have the code. Use it. But once you've used it once, it's not tied to the code itself. It's tied to you and your login to the store and your game. Once you've used a code once, you can't use it again. And I went, good on you, Platinum. You kept it safe. You kept it smart. And you were able to still give everybody something free that wanted it. So that's what that was. They won't actually share. They won't actually. I can't get multiple canisters, which would be a stacking wrong of the game. You know, it'd be a. What am I looking for, Ibbit? The word? It'd throw things out of skew.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. Unbalanced.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that it affected anybody else, but it's kind of scammy and cheaty. But I was like, good on you. You did. You found a way to protect the game without screwing anybody over. And I wanted to say,
making it overly restrictive. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Cool.
There it is. Cool.
All right. Next up is from the field, right? Because we don't have any recorded segments for this one.
Correct. Well, sort of we do.
Yes. Right.
But yes. Yes. From the field, so let's scroll
face. Exactly. I'll read this for. Well, all right. I'll read this.
I'll get this set up while you do that. Then.
Cool. Commander Raimi FTH says, "Greetings, agents. This is Raimi FTH again, reporting in. Although this is the MA2 section, but might mention MA1 content. That's all right. We won't hit charge against you for that. Sorry for the long email. My subject today is Spider-Woman. In MA2, which is supposed to be a sequel to MA1, we haven't gotten the Worthy yet, which I presume will be another character like AOU and CW, like Agents of Age of Ultron and Civil War. We know Spider-Woman as Kurth the Breaker in PvP, but in our beloved mobile universe, they did an amazing job on making her one of the necessary heroes to reach and sometimes defeat epic bosses as either part of a shock team with Electro and Wasp, or heavy hitters buffed heroes team, such as Winter Soldier and Nova. With abilities like all-team heal, all-enemy debuff, and a heavy damage shield breaker, although in our MA1, original Spider-Woman is literally a flight deck hero, no more, no less, if it wasn't for Kurth's ult. Same with Luke Cage. Which is not cool, considering it's the same universe. Also, do you think they'll ever add an agent as a separate character, maybe a mass shield agent, such as in MA Tactics? Still waiting for Ultron, though, as well as Angela and Miles Morales and Heimdall. Again, sorry for the long email. P.S. Got MODOK also due to the amazing Spider-Woman, Electro, and Wasp, as well as Winter Soldier and Nova.
Nice.
Also, did you guys see the Civil War movie? Yes, we did.
Yes.
Last thing, do you think that MA1 and MA2 will ever add Crossbones to its roster, like Future Fight, which I believe are the only games after Marvel Heroes to literally bring Civil War to life? Good luck and goodbye. Signing out. Commander Raimi. All right, let's tackle these bit by bit. The two games are in the same universe, but you can't really think of them as the logical progression of one to the other. And I think, you know, you bring up a great point about, you know, we've gotten Kurth, we've gotten the Worthy version of Spider-Woman, without her alt in MA1 is useless and is one of the best characters in the game in MA2. If we look down that road, then we could complain that we don't have any of our mutants in MA2 or our Fantastic Four characters in MA2 or any of the Spider characters in MA2.
We don't even have any humans in MA2, do we?
No, not yet.
No. Yeah.
But we will. I'm sure we will soon. So you can't, you bring up a good point, but I don't think you can think of it like that. You have to think of them as same universe, different.
I don't know. You might actually think of it as parallel universes, really.
Galaxies. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. This is R616, bitch.
good job on getting MODOK.
Yeah, he's tough to get.
He is tough to get. And so good job on that. And we did see Civil War. We'll talk about that tomorrow on Breaking the Panel, which we'll release podcast-wise as quickly as we can afterwards.
Right.
We want it to be released fresh while the content's still fresh. And then do we think that MA1 or 2 will ever add Crossbones to its roster? That's a good point, especially since we see him, you know, in something, in other things. I won't say more than that. I think at the very least we should see Crossbones as a villain in the game.
That would be fun, yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. But yeah, you bring up some really good points, and I hope. Basically, I know a lot of it is, yeah, but I wouldn't expect it. but I hope you understand why some of these things, some of the decisions that have to be made, why they have to keep Spider-Woman as Spider-Woman this game and not as Kurth.
And they could do Kurth in that thing later.
Sure.
And they're proving it. I don't think they ever said they're going to be alts or not. They have said that basically they're doing alternate characters. So there's three Captain Americas and three Iron Men in the game now.
Right. Right.
So that it really does make an interesting change. So I think if we get Kurth, it'll be Kurth separate. Not, I don't think they're going to do alts. I like that. I like that they're not going to do alts in this game. There's enough for me to track on how to manage my character. I'm actually a little surprised at how quickly they're dropping new characters into the game.
Right.
I mean, it's lightning fast. It feels
like the Civil War versions of Captain America. See, I'm not completely on board with the way they're doing alts because it feels like they're very similar. The
sure.
Captain America, the Age of Ultron Captain America, and the Civil War Captain America. I think I've got all three of them just from the luck of the draw. And I don't feel like they're different enough to warrant not being an alt that you can choose on one character. Although I guess, you know what? That means you have to level them separately. You can ISO them separately. Maybe.
And you can play with all three together at once. I've seen people.
Exactly. You can have an all Captain America team. I guess that there's kind of a funny thing there, funny way of doing it. So there you go. You've got your incursion Captain America's all working together.
Have you gotten, is it Nebula?
Yeah.
Have you played her yet? Because I've seen MODOK in fights. I've seen Elektra. I've never seen Nebula.
Yeah, she's okay in fights. She's a good PvE character. She's one of the characters I have leveled up to level 30, but I got her after they switched her from being
a 3-star to a 1-star.
A 3-star to a 1-star, yeah. And that makes her kind of tough. She has some, what is it? She has shock synergy. Is that the deal, I think?
I don't know. I haven't even get close.
I'm pulling it up here. She has a shock attack, concussive blast. Yeah, so she's a good shock combo if you don't have characters like Elektra. Well, you're gonna have Elektra if you have Nebula. Wouldn't use her instead of Star-Lord with Wasp and Electro. Wasp and Electro are a good combo because, again, they play off the shock, shock attacks. But I probably wouldn't put her in over Electro because I'd want my third slot to be a healer like Iron Fist.
It's Incursible is saying the same thing as Nebula's meh.
Yeah.
She does have the opportunist if kills attack, then she does again. So does Angela. So
and I love that, yeah. Angela's great.
Wasp has that, actually.
Oh, really? I don't have that ability loaded.
I use that. It's the final blow, final sting, something like that. I have her. My Wasp has that. And it's opportunist. If it kills, then she'll get another turn, which doesn't always work. So here's a little bug I keep forgetting to bring up about Wasp.
nicely said.
Is that she will not do free attacks, and she sometimes, but not always, is opportunist, which is get another attack if you kill. Mm-hmm. And so her final sting is, maybe it's called Fatal Sting, it does extra damage. So the higher health you get, the less extra damage it does. But if you're below 20%, it does what they call devastating damage, and it will. I've seen people below 20% that I killed with just the final sting, and then it says on top of it, 1,500 negative health. So the lower you are, the more extra damage it does. I can't tell you how many times I've killed planning on, okay, she needs to put out the shield, the Queen Bee shield again, so I can get sprightly, but I can kill this person, knock them out, and then do that. And so many times I kill them instantly, and nope, it goes right on to the next turn. And I got to tell you, I've used the Star-Lord one where he frenzies everybody, and I'll do her single attack, because frenzy is, if you do a single attack on somebody, then it's supposed to do a follow-up attack.
Right, right.
Then also Star-Lord has flat-footed, that if he attacks somebody, they get flat-footed. That means if you attack that person, you automatically attack again. Wasp, it'll go free attack above her head, and she won't do anything. So I don't know what's going on there.
That does sound buggy. Huh, wonder what's up with that.
So there are some things to keep in mind with that. What else was he talking about here? There was something. We talked about alts. I don't know. I lost it with the wasp bug thing. But
we talked about crossbones. And, yeah.
Lots of good characters. Lots of good things going on. And in the chat room, when we were talking about all these team ups for the spec ops, they're talking about Wasp and Spidey is a great team to put together. Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Daredevil is a beast. Yeah, if you get him leveled up, I'm currently using Daredevil, Wasp, and Iron Fist in PvP. And there's, you know, you use one of Daredevil's abilities, gives you a second attack right away. And he's got a stun attack. I mean, he's a powerhouse.
Yeah, and it just proves my point that we've said this over and over again. Yeah, there are some meh characters, but you can still crystal them. They still do well on the thing. So it's like every hero seems to have that potential in this game to really work well, you know. And things change so much with the stars, both on attack and on the character. It insanely changes when you star them up both ways. So I can't wait. I can't wait to have a max character, which in my mind, a max character would be they are 4 stars, they're level 30, and all 3 attacks, all 4 attacks that you have, whatever you can change on their bar, are also 4 stars. And I want to see what kind of hell and brimstone I bring down with that. We had this cool thing over on the website, and it was this call is so cool to me because in less than 24 hours it happened. I didn't promote it, didn't do anything. We've just now started talking about it on the shows. I even forgot on FDH to mention it. Now, if you go to thehelicarrier.com, there's a nice new little tab on the right side of the window. Any computer, any mobile device, anything that has a web access and a microphone, you should be able to leave a voicemail.
Oh,
you don't
very
have to
cool.
Dial it in. You can play your game. I want to say something. You don't have to go find it in your phone. You don't have to think about a phone number and hunt that down. Go to thehelicarrier.com. Click. It'll say, can we use your microphone? You say yes. Hit the button. You got 90 seconds to record. And this voicemail came in within, I think, even like less than 12 hours later. Just I woke up the next day after putting it on the sites and went, holy crap, we've got a voicemail. So this is, I can't remember the commander. I'll let him introduce himself. But this came through that app, which is on our page. So it's on thehelicarrier.com and any of the giant size team up sites. It's on Breaking the Panel and Panel by Panel, those kind of sites. And we're going to roll it out to our other guys, DC on Screen and MCU Cast as well, to make it easy for them. But here is an MAA2 feedback from SpeakPipe is the app that we use.
Hey guys, this is Commander Cud, normally from California, but right now I'm in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. One question for you. Seems like Wasp is the character that everybody has to have, especially in PvP. I come up against her a bunch. Sometimes I beat her, but most of the time I don't. And even one time I knocked out the other two characters this guy was running. But then, and I had all three of my guys almost at full health, Iron Man, Captain America, and Iron Fist, all 3-star, all my abilities 3-star, and the battle just went on and on and on. My three guys, his one Wasp, and 30 minutes later, his Wasp is still at full health, all my guys are still at full health, and I just said, screw it, and got out. we think there's a big fat Nerf bat coming to Wasp anytime soon. I hope so, because I haven't been able to get her. Yeah. And it's just really, really frustrating playing against her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think there will be, I think that she will get nerfed at some point. Maybe Sprightly won't be stackable as high as it is right now. Cause that's the point, is that, her Sprightly is what gives her a lot of her evasion. You can ISO up her evasion, and that's certainly what I've done, but, it's her stacking Sprightly that just gets layered and layered and layered on. Even trying to do the method of like waiting till her Sprightly drops and then focusing, waiting maybe even to do all your attacks, you know, use all of your buffs while she's Sprightly. And then as soon as Sprightly drops, then hit her with the hardest attacks you can. That sometimes helps. Just basically taking characters in that can deal with Wasp. Angela is a good one. Hawkeye is a good one. Yeah. Daredevil is a good one.
According to Kirstable, Wasp just got nerfed and she's still good, and Black Widow just got nerfed. And Kirstable, not that we don't believe you, we obviously believe you, but if you could put a link to like the forum where they mentioned or something, that'd be great so we can share it with everybody else. I felt like Wasp got nerfed. I felt like she was getting hit a lot more. But yeah, she is still good. I still took her in PvP today, and they took out Iron Fist and... I think I'm using Star-Lord right now in PvP with them. Basically, my other two characters are gone, and she took out the whole entire team. Slowly, but surely. And the dodge is very helpful. It doesn't work all the time, but it is good. So, yes, she does need to be nerfed. She needs to be turned down, and apparently they did just nerf her. Okay. And I think, without knowing that knowledge, I felt like today that I felt a difference in how she played. But yeah, man, I told the story before. I was with the Hulk, and he has regen, both his rage regen, and I had the regen crystals on him. And so I'm always building up that health because Wasp isn't going to take off that much health. And I got bored after 15 attempts. I went 15 tries in a row to hit her, miss, miss, miss every single time. I was like, yeah, I got to get out of this fight.
Yeah.
So, because that's imbalanced. It just is. It helped though it helped in the beta when their spec ops was unbalanced and you had Wasp. That was the only way to get through, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So there's that. Yeah,
she was a requirement for me to do all the heroics. So I won't lie, having her is a huge benefit. And even with the nerf, she's still super powerful. But best thing you can do is just take in characters that can deal with her. And it's unfortunately I have to build a team around being able to take out one character, but obviously, you know, it'll benefit you in other ways. But Daredevil's a good one to take up against her, as is Angela.
I said Black Widow was the nerf on the Wasp.
Oh,
but they just throw in patch notes. He throws in some patch notes for us. So thank you for that. But yeah, I'm excited. Voicemail, leave more voicemail.
Yeah, yeah,
makes
I love
me happy.
That. Yeah,
so very, very cool. Anything else, sir? Before we get out,
that's it for me.
Yeah, find that balance. You know, it is. Mm-hmm. Man, when you can focus on one game in life, mm-hmm. it's very helpful. When you have some great games to play and you have life happening, it can be right. tough. But yeah, people are definitely mentioning putting Puffin on your phone for MAA1 to do the flight deck stuff. I find there's times when I play MAA2 on my phone, for sure. It will suck your battery down in a heartbeat. I mean, the graphics on this thing are insanely good. It will kill your battery on your iPhone 6 or any other phone you have, I guess. But yeah, find the time, find the balance, and do what you love. And here's what I love about MAA2. I'm gonna let you, if you have something to say, we'll do that and we'll get out of here. But what I love about MAA2 is while things are time sensitive, there's never that crunch pressure unless you just forgot to do things.
Right.
It's 30 days. It's so, you know, it's like,
yeah,
that's nice. It's long,
right.
It's nice.
You don't have exactly. You don't have what we saw over on the MAA side with Cammy, what I saw anyway, where I just didn't get the tasks done and missed out on a character. I mean, you've got it, but you've got a lot more time in MAA2, which is good.
And perhaps MAA1 hand and the MAA2 hand of Playdom will kind of synergize a little bit, going, okay, we'll wait till you've gotten a good, you know, 2-3 weeks into a spec ops or a PvP mm-hmm. is good enough time to say, okay, now in MAA1, we're going to drop this big, huge thing. Of course, this was all promotion for a comic book and a movie, so they both dropped Spec Ops at the same time.
Of course, right.
And it looks like MAA 2 is going to do the thing of constant PvP, no matter what. You know, there's always mm-hmm. a... But again, mm-hmm. I mean, if I didn't play another day of PvP right now, I'm 4. So all I miss out on is the 3-star power. I've right. got the character if I don't... So right. it's nice. It's so nice. I just like it.
Cool.
All right. Well, until
I don't have any tips or anything. So yeah,
not really. I mean, this is almost a tip-free game sometimes. so if you'd like to leave us a tip, you can go to patreon.com from the healthcare. Well said, sir. We'll take that. We appreciate everybody over there. And of course, for this game or for MAA1, any pledges at Patreon to support us. It's the show as a whole from the Helicarrier. So it's Marvel Gaming. So of course you get into the lounge to discuss gaming with other Marvel lovers and people who can strategize and those kind of things. We very much enjoy your support, so appreciate it. So until next time, you can email us at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And of course leave that message on SpeakPipe. Keep playing and keep your game straight. We'll be back again next week with more info, news, and stuff that just makes you happy.
The deuce has fled.